यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरा यमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन डीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हरिजन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतसी श्रीमद श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, अलाचुअनी रमणेती धाम की जय, गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय, भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So before we begin reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, in order to take full benefit, we need our consciousness, or I would say I need my consciousness completely pure. And the predominating deity of the consciousness is Bhagavan Vasudev. So we pray, Srila Prabhupada introduced, to recite 3 times. These prayers to join together with folded hand. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayat Nastaprayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. So today we are reciting Srimad Bhagavat, Bhagavat, not Bhagavat. Bhagavat is Bhagavan, and Bhagavat means about, by the devotees. Bhagavan. So it's called Bhagavat. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 2, entitled as Meditating on the Purusha in the Heart. And text 7. Kastam tu anadritta paronichintam. Rite pashun asatim nama kurjat. Pashyan janam patitam vaitaranyam. Sakarma jan paritapan jushnama. Kastam tu andritta parani chintam. Rite pashun asatim nama kurjan. Pashyan janam patitam vaitaranyam. Sakarma jan paritapan jushanam. Please chant. Pashyanam patitam vaitaranyam. परानुचिन्तम् Mothers, kastam tu anadritya paranuchintam, ite pasu nasatim nama kurya, pasyan janam patitam vaitaranya. Word-to-word synonyms. Kaha. Who else? Tam. That. Tu. But. Anadritta. By neglecting. Para anuchintam. Transcendental thoughts. Rite. Without. Pashun. The materialist. Asatim, in the non-permanent, nama, name, kurja, will adapt. Pashyan, seeing definitely, janam, the general mass of people, patitam, fallen, vaitaranyam, in vaitarani, the river of suffering. Shakarma jan, produced from one's own work. Paritapan, suffering. Jushanam, being overtaken by. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Who else but the gross materialist will neglect such transcendental thought? And take to the non-permanent names only. Seeing the mass of people falling in the river of suffering, as the consequence of acquiring the result of their own work. So we'll break the purport. Well, I was reading this morning this purport. I divided into 1, 2, 3, 4 sections. Because Prabhupada's purport is very complete. So we want to discuss a little more how it's relevant to our life. So please join together. It's interesting, we are reciting Bhagavatam every day. And if you ever familiar, who is Devananda Pandit? I'm sure you heard that. He was a very genius, scholarly person. He knew Sanskrit very well. He was very erudite. But Chaitanya, and he used to do Bhagavatam every day. Not 1 minute. long hours and hours and hours. But some or other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dismissed. He said he doesn't know what is Bhagavatam. Even though he was reading Bhagavatam every day, hearing Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu says he did not understand Bhagavatam. He will never get Bhagavatam. Even though he may be reciting Bhagavatam, he doesn't know the essence of Bhagavatam. Something we can reflect. What is Bhagavatam? You think? And we'll discuss. Very nice. Where at another case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went near Barahanagar. There was a very nice devotee also. And he was reciting Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu went so ecstasy for hours and hours. Would you like to know how long Mahaprabhu was dancing, hearing Bhagavatam? Anybody has any idea? One hour, 2 hours? 72 hours. Close, good. 8-9 hours. He went on whole day. Was dancing, Mahaprabhu was dancing. He said he understood Bhagavatam and he knows, and Mahaprabhu changed his name instantly. He got Raghupati. Mahaprabhu has many Raghunath. One Raghunath. So this is, his name was by his guru, but Mahaprabhu changes. His name is Bhagavat Acharya. Mahaprabhu just changed his name because he knew the essence. So what was the missing point? Missing point is devotion, bhakti. If bhakti is not in the conclusion of our life or discussion, then it's simply wasted. It may be Bhagavatam recitation, according to Mahaprabhu. Very interesting. So Mahaprabhu says, just to protect yourself, which we do in ISKCON temple, every ISKCON temple, what is the protection we have to get the highest benefit of Bhagavatam? Worship person Bhagavatam. And we do this. We have a Guru Puja of Srila Prabhupada every day before we recite Bhagavatam. It's such a wonderful system Prabhupada made. So I'm eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada for that. So with that note, please join together to offer our heart in a form of flower at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga Guru Parampara. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnabadi Pashyata Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Taruvesha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya
प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीड द पार्ट फर्स्ट पार्ट प्रभुपाद गिव ए वेरी important I would say detect your own heart where you are right now in your life and also you can see your neighbors the whole Alachua community where they are and what we can do so first thing Prabhupada said in the Vedas It is said that person who are attached to demigod to the exclusion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like the animals who follow the herdsman even though they are taken to the slaughterhouse. The materialists, like animals, also do not know how they are being misdirected by neglecting the transcendental thought of a person, of the Supreme Person. It's very interesting. There is one neighbor on Gopal's next to Gopal's house. Oh, I should not have. Anyway, doesn't matter. So he's a very nice man. I would not call him animal. But that's what Bhagavatam said. Why? So one day I was talking, and he said, "You are kind of like a monk." I said, "Yes, I'm a monk." Hare Krishna monk. I said, yeah, there are a lot of Hare Krishnas here in Alachua. I said, yes. So you guys believe hell, heaven? And we had a formal discussion. I said, yes. You want me to show you what heaven I think? I said, sure. So I went inside his house. And backside, he has a big French door. So he said, there is my puppy, dog. He wants to go to heaven and he opens the back door and the dog goes and very ecstasy like rolling on the ground and looking at it. He said, to me, this is heaven. So after talking for a while, I was thinking he doesn't go to church, he doesn't do anything. For him, heaven is what the material experience he has here. Now, Bhagavatam says he is like a camel, there is a four description given. I would not call them, but if you look at it, if he dies now, where is he going to go? And this is what Bhagavatam is giving, depicting very clear picture. But to make them understand that how Bhagavatam is 100% right, difficult. Seems like a nice man. But what's the value when he dies? If he keeps on doing what he's doing? No value, zero. Rather degraded. So Bhagavatam is so wonderful, it really illuminates our heart that how we should see things in this world and correct ourselves. When we think of karma, the word karma, generally when you grow up in India, in Ishkan, and in Mayapur even, I remember, when you think of karma means outsider. And within Ishkan, we are devotee, and outsider they are all karmis. But then you find out, oh no, karmis means do something to get something. get something to, or you have to do something. This is also karma. Then if you look at the Karma Kanda section, Bhagavad Gita second chapter beginning, Krishna gives a little clue and then karma yoga. And he also gives one line of Jnana Yoga, but Krishna directs Arjuna to focus on karma yoga. Why? Arjuna indirectly asked, what if I am qualified for Jnana Yoga? I don't want to fight in the war. I don't want to be part of this fighting or deal with this life. I just want to go to forest and study scriptures and get liberation and done. But Krishna doesn't encourage him. He said, even if you are qualified for that, you should not. You should do karma yoga. Karma yoga means, then Prabhupada gives, 335, you can look at the purport, beautiful purport Prabhupada writes about psychophysical nature. We all are born with a particular nature. We have a tag word sometimes. I want to become an advanced devotee. I also want to enjoy. Can I have a one good house? Maybe better car? So it's kind of like a tag of war, you know, like which way to go. So because Arjuna is born with a kshatriya nature, even if he goes to forest to study and get liberation, he will start fighting there. I hope you all got the point. What we are born with, assumed nature, you cannot get rid of it. It, as long as this body, this life is there, it's going to be found in. So what Krishna consciousness, or Krishna suggested Arjuna, that you have to fight. Instead of fighting for my maya, you fight for me. That will purify your fighting spirit. And you will elevate to that. What about my happiness? Oh, you will get. What about my liberation? Oh, these are already byproduct. You don't have to endeavor separately. So Arjuna finally came to that point. So Prabhupada says very nice things. Second paragraph, I made second paragraph. No one can remain vacant of thought. It is said an idle brain is a devil workshop. Because a person who cannot think in the right way must think of something which may bring about disaster. That's interesting. In Bhagavad Gita also there is one verse, 430. Mahi sarvani karmani sannasa dhatma chetasa nirasi nirmama bhutta juddhasya vigata jara. And Prabhupada write that verse. Anybody read that? 430, I'm sure you read. In the purport, first line Prabhupada said, this is a summary essence of entire Gita. It's like, wow, it must be important verse. Yes, it is important. Means, mahi sarvani karmani sannasa dhatma chetasa. We have to be fully conscious what we are doing, why we do things we are doing. We want to give our life to Krishna. Why? We want to spend time to hear about Krishna, but why? If we do not contemplate, we can never reflect. And if we cannot reflect, our intelligence will never capture. And without intelligence capturing, we can never apply to our heart. Hearing from the ear, it has to go to the head. And from head, it has to go to the heart. It will not go straight to the heart. So it is necessary we contemplate and reflect and then apply. So acquired knowledge that we hear every day, every devotee hears Prabhupada's lecture or Bhagavatam. If we contemplate, there is a beautiful verse in Bhagavatam, First canto, second chapter, Prabhupada gave a whole purport on this. Srinnata sraddhaya nittam rinantasya sa chestitam kalena na ati dirgana bhagavan vishate ridhi. Today in the purport you will see the difference between Paramatma and Bhagavan Prabhupada, right? When Paramatma becomes Bhagavan in your heart, or if you focus that verse, Prabhupada give a very nice breakdown. The same point that you contemplate and reflect. First result of your contemplation, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if somebody say, why are you chanting? What is the result? Well, I'll get Krishna prem. How long are you chanting? I'm chanting for decades, 4 decades or 3 decades or 2 decades. Are you getting it? No. How does it come? Well, that's why this process works. Power of sound. Sound is the most powerful energy we will contact in our life. I'm sure you all thought about it. In spiritual life, what is your first contact? It's the sound. And it's powerful because it affects our consciousness. Why Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Sabda Brahma, hearing Bhagavatam, why it is so important? Because it affects our consciousness. Whether we remain immersed, material sound or spiritual sound will determine the development of our consciousness. Now, immersion in spiritual sound awakens our spiritual understanding. That we are parts of Krishna, servant of the servant. And also it awakens who is the absolute truth. Krishna, why, how? And it endows with the eternal individual nature, filled with knowledge and ecstasy. This morning after Mangalarti, we were reciting those verses in Brahma Samhita. When you hear, we should be... our heart should be moving immediately. But if I hear and nothing is moving, that means the process did not work. Is it the ear hears? Who hears? Ear is just a senses, product of Rajagun. Inside the ear, there is a drum. The drum is connected with the brain. But still, who is here and how the process is? There is a perception comes from Sattagun. Okay, the hearing perception comes from Sattagun. The senses here is a product of Rajagun. So who is hearing? The mind or the body? The soul. To hear, the body and mind cannot, but it has effect by the filter. If we cannot discriminate, then we'll miss the chance. It is important. So generally, just to make this point, there are broadly 3 ways in which we understand the various stages. One is manifestation. One is experience, another is potency of the holy name. If you really dig down, you think, what is your experience? This is what guiding you. So at one level, Krishna is non-different from his holy name. We hear, Avinna Tat Nama Namina. And it is says, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitana Rasa Vigraha. Also Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. Shikshashtakam also given. Meaning his potency, Krishna, in that verse, second verse in Shikshashtakam, his potency is fully present in his holy name. At the same time, Krishna also, this is the main point Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur made, Krishna is reciprocal. He is not a static. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur even asked the question to his disciples, is holy name dead or alive? Now you know the difference between mantra and naam. The mantra is there in the scriptures, but it's not active. Unless a person who is on that platform in contact with pure goodness chant that mantra, then it becomes activated. That's why initiation is required from a realized soul. That's why we hear from Prabhupada, because they activate and it affects our consciousness. If somebody just read any shastra, they will get some material benefit. In order to get spiritual benefit, has to have an ignition by the spiritualized person or realized person. So, today's purport, as we are reading, Krishna is very reciprocal. He's not a static, he's not a statue in the altar. Let me ask you a funny question. Is there a deity form in Golok Vrindavan? Anyone knows? Or it is only the material world? Thank you, that's a good logic. Why not? That's at least began the search. Yes, there is an eternal deity form in Golok Vrindavan. Also in the house of all the Brajabashis. Mother Yashoda offers every day the cooking things to Narayan Shila. And Sanatana Goswami Pad writes in Dasami Tippani very vividly about it, that after offering, then she distributed this prasadam to Nanda Baba and all the coward boys, including Krishna. So that's called bhakti. But Krishna consciousness is not only bhakti, it is bhakti rasa. As Prabhupada mentioned this to one disciple, that he asked, where did you get this Krishna consciousness name? It's not like a Vaishnava tradition. We don't see so much of Krishna consciousness until you put it like that. Krishna Bhavana Amrita. Krishna Bhavana Amrita. Bhavana Amrita. Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada replied that he got this from Rupa Goswami Pad's Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Muti Kriyatam Jodi Kato Pi Labhate. And if you look at the translation, everywhere Prabhupada quote that verse, he put Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is more than bhakti. Bhakti rasa. Where is the bhakti rasa? So Mother Yashoda offer food, but she doesn't reciprocate so much to Narayan. Only every day she prays to Narayan to protect Krishna. But not so much reciprocal. But when Krishna is thirsty or hungry, he comes and drinks the breast milk. Is this bhakti or bhakti rasa? That is bhakti rasa. Higher than bhakti. She feels satisfied. She wants to have an eternal life just to feed Krishna, just to take care of Krishna. Bhakti rasa is higher than bhakti. So back to this. Just for the evidence, Sanatana Goswami Pad put this. Alo lachandaka lasadaba namalla bansi ratnang gadam pranayakeli kalavilasam shemam tribhanga lalitam. What's the word after?
Niyata.
What is niyata? Always, eternally. Brahmaji, there was no deity here. He saw the vision of Golok Vrindavan when he composed this Brahma Sanghita. And he quoted that he saw that deity. Niyato prakasham. Prakasham means manifested. Eternally there is a, this is called mantra upasana mayi lila. In Vrindavan, I'm sure Panchagoro Prabhu knows, in Navadvip, There are group of devotees, they are not interested in mantra upasana maya lila. Chanting the mantra and do the vaidhi bhakti very strongly. They are interested to meditate on Sarasiki lila, Krishna's pastime, Astakalya lila. But Sanatana Goswami Pad condemned that process. He says there is an eternal form. When Guru gives the mantra, he connects you through the mantra. And you have the connection with that eternal deity. And then when you mature your relationship through the reciprocation with the Lord, then you will automatically enter in Sarasiki Lila or Astakali Lila or whatever your relationship. It should not be artificially practiced. So, although Krishna always omnipotent, we need to recognize that wherever is manifested, whatever is manifested to us is essentially based not on Krishna's potency, but also on our receptivity. You don't have to tell, but if I ask you a question, you can answer to yourself. How many times you came to in front of Radha Shyam Sundar and started talking or reciprocating? Now, I'm requesting everybody, do not be judgmental ever. But when you come to deity in front, if you just look at overall, okay, there is a feminine and masculine, the absolute truth, Radha Shyam Sundar is there. Okay, next. Or there is a two masculine figure, Krishna Balaram. And then you've gone out. Do you know what Prabhupada said, that darshan, that kind of darshan? Impersonalism, contamination is still there. In this canto, we'll read one purport. If we do not pay details on the deity's form, just overlook and going to the next and exit door outside there. And if you ask somebody, can you tell me what kind of earring Krishna has? I'm not sure. You are just there. So it is necessary we pay attention to the feature of this deity. Otherwise, now you may say, oh, I don't feel like. Because impersonalism, what is wrong with impersonalism? What is wrong with impersonalism? Apathy to devotional service. Apathy to devotional service, what is the reaction of that? Loneliness. Anybody ever heard that word? Loneliness, depression. Because of this impersonal infection we have within. Maybe I have, I would say. And we have to be very careful. So Krishna's, we should not only focus on Krishna's potency while we are chanting. It also, we need to focus on our receptivity. How I am dealing, respecting and conversing with the Holy Name. The analogy given by one devotee, I forgot his name, he said like a fan, in Mayapur we had a fan with the different gradation. At one point the fan goes very slow, but if you're really suffering with the heat, you need a full speed. Yeah, anybody ever had experience that? You know, like number 4 or 5, whatever the number is there. If you keep on 1, it's just going, but you're not getting affected. Same thing with the Holy Name. The difference between Namaparad, Namabhas and Suddhanam, that Suddhanam will nourish completely. So it has to come from within us. Not Krishna. Krishna is already complete, always. He is ready to reciprocate. But we need to really think very deeply. So to conclude on this, we want to access the full power of the Holy Name. But We need not to be discouraged, thinking that, oh, I'm not able to access the power of the holy name right now. Even with little power of the holy name that we are accessing every day, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We can see the significant transformation in our life. I mean, we have to be honest and really see that there is a significance. Such experience should inspire us to keep moving forward progressively in our spiritual path. Next part of the purport, Prabhupada writes, the materialists are always worshipping some minor demigods. Although this is condemned in Bhagavad Gita 7:20. As long as person, okay, if you remember three things, very important. What constitute eternal religion? And what constitute material religion? Circumstantial religion. I'm a devotee. I go there every Sunday feast. Or I'm a devotee. When somebody dies in my family, I get the Hare Krishna devotee to do the things, funeral rites, whatever the rituals. Or if somebody wants to get married, we do the Hare Krishna way. But as far serving Krishna every day, really giving slowly, slowly ourselves completely to Krishna is not there. There's a big difference. What constitutes eternal religion? Three things. Krishna is eternal. I am eternal. My relationship is eternal. Any philosophy grows based on these three principles is eternal religion. And you can divide. You look at any religion. I won't say there is a one group. They are one of the richest class in India. And I had a conversation with this person. He was a diamond wholesaler. And well, I was in the business also. And after discussion, 1 hour, so I said, what happened at the end? He said, everything dissolves. What happened to I? It's not important. I said, but that's atheistic. It's a pure atheism. It's not even religion. How can you be such a thoughtful man, do this? I said, don't tell me anything. My parents will be upset, angry. But if you really deep down, you go through any religion you pick, based on these three principles, you'll be surprised how glorious this bhakti and Krishna consciousness is. There's nothing even close. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that every religion should be seen in three ways. What is adharma? Anitya dharma. They are known as a religion temporary, but nothing deal with eternity. They may accept transmigration, they will, they promote that. They may accept vegetarian, all these things, but they do not accept the eternal three principles. They are anitya dharma. And one of the biggest religions in the world are on that principle. Then there is a circumstantial religion. So if you look at from many angles, what is wrong with the demigod? Why Prabhupada is giving heavy in the purport? What is wrong with the demigod? Three things you lost. Say for an example, I love Shiva or Ganesh or say anybody, Ganeshji. So when I worship Ganesh, I fell in love because I know Mr. Nayak was so much into it. One friend of mine in San Diego. He said, I go up. There is no need for any other God. Ganesh ji is everything. I said, what happened when the annihilation takes place? There's four types of annihilation. The third annihilation, when Brahmaji position also dissolved, the whole universe is finished. What happened to Ganesh ji? His abode is also finished. Your relationship with him finished. Your residence is finished. You are back to zero. So what did you get? Zero. That's why demigod worship, we don't say directly like tradition, but Prabhupada made it very heavy. He said, materialists are always worshipping some minor demigods. Although these are condemned in Bhagavad Gita 7:20, as long as the person is illusioned by material gain, he petitioned the respective demigods to draw some particular benefit, which is, after all, illusory and non-permanent. The enlightened transcendentalist is not captivated by such illusory things. Therefore, he is always absorbed in the transcendental thought of Supreme in different stages of realization, namely Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Very beautiful purport. Beautiful purport. I remember I went with Badri Narayan Maharaj, but he was a grihastha at that time. So we used to go every evening to different houses in San Diego and preach. Dr. Duburi was very prominent. He met Prabhupada also. He got his material PhD. You may think like he must be very intelligent. Yes, he has a material intelligence. But when we talk about intelligence required to understand, means spiritual intelligence. In his altar, nobody is missing. He has everybody, including Sai Baba and everybody. So Badri Narayan Prabhu, at that time, Maharaj, he asked me, why don't you ask him? Why he put everybody? You asking me, you ask him. So I asked him. He said, well, in case one is right and one is wrong, so I don't want to miss it. And you think like he's a scientist, not his PhD. But where did this material intelligence, you cannot perceive spiritual substance. So how do you get it? Through the association of devotees. Through the association of devotees. That's why it's very... But good thing is, because nothing is in vain, because some or other he was promoting, bringing his children, and his one oldest daughter, Mother Phanishari, I believe, she is like leading in, you know, leading member in ISKCON in San Diego. I was so happy. I just had a talk with her. I was like, wow, it's so nice. Something came out. I'm sure your father, he has passed away. He's so happy that you became a dedicated follower of Prabhupada. So yes, all good, but eventually you have to understand also where it's taking us. Next paragraph, Prabhupada says, in the previous verse, it is suggested that one should think of the super soul, which is one step higher than the impersonal thought of Brahman. As it was suggested in the case of contemplating the Virat Rupa of the personality of Godhead. So my question is you all are already aware what is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Is there any actually difference between Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, or is it just a matter of perception? Just one answer. Someone help me? Is there any actual difference between Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, or is it matter of perception? The answer is given on that verse, first canto, second chapter. Vadanti tat tattavidas. And if you look at the purport, I was reading this morning that purport. Tattavid Prabhupada says, one who understands Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, he is called tattavid. So Prabhupada writes, one who knows the truth, there are two types of truth. I'm sure you all are familiar. That truth which exists by its own right, we call absolute truth. Param Satta. Because two ways you can check whether somebody is God or not God. Because God doesn't declare he is God. You have to know the symptom. The second point Prabhupada made very clear. No, there is no difference between Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. But it's the perception. It's the perception that each person concludes. Sorry. Okay. Next, Prabhupada writes, did I read that paragraph? Intelligent person who can see properly may look into the general condition of the living entity who are wandering in the cycle of 8,400,000 species of life, as well as in different classes of human being. I was thinking like that, but also Prabhupada is so merciful. Sankha Prabhu passed away. I had a one time talk with him, and in my cell phone I have all his memory of Prabhupada. Every week he would text me. There was the contract between him and me. So one time he asked Prabhupada that I'm offering flower. He used to grow flower, I guess in Bombay also, or in Hyderabad also, something like that. Then what happened to the plant? So Prabhupada said, they get a human body. Then another devotee, Mother Chaitanya Dasi, she passed away. She used to tell us so many wonderful pastimes. Then on a morning walk in Watsak Avenue, they asked Prabhupada, what happened to all the grass? They are in the bottom level of the 8 million life they have to go through. Prabhupada said, oh no, you all are chanting every day. They are going to get a human birth next life. They jump from 8 million lower to the higher, very quick. So if you look at the devotees' effect in our life, it's unbelievable how much they are affecting. Oh Krishna, I just didn't notice, it's already 9 o'clock. Okay, I'll just finish the reading this part. It is said that there is an everlasting belt of water called the river Baitarani at the entrance of the platonic planet of Jamaraj, who punishes sinners in different manners. After being subjected to such suffering, a sinner is awarded a particular species of life according to his deeds in the past. Such living entities are the punished, as are punished by Jamaraj, are seen in different varieties of conditioned life. Some of them are in heaven, some of them are in hell, some of them are brahmanas, some of them are miser, but no one is happy in this material world. And all of them are either class A, B or C, prisoners, suffering because of their own deeds. The Lord is impartial to all circumstances of the sufferings of the living entity. But no one who takes shelter at his lotus feet, the Lord gives proper protection, and he takes such living entity back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any reflection? It's already 9 o'clock. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.